Chapter 8. Tom Sees a Ghost. A few days later, the king asked us to stop near a town. He wanted to spend some of his money on whiskey. The duke quickly agreed. I left Jim hiding on the raft because he still looked like a runaway slave and it was dangerous for him to be seen. I followed the king and the duke into town and watched them buy drink after drink. 2 hours later, they were very drunk and starting to fall asleep. I decided that that was our chance to get away. I ran back to the raft and shouted, "Come on, Jim, let's go!" There was no reply. "Jim, where are you?" He was gone. I sat down and cried because I didn't know what to do. But I couldn't sit still for long. I ran to the nearest road to see if anyone could help me. A young boy walked towards me. I stopped him and asked, "Did you see a strange slave anywhere about?" "Yes," he said. "Where?" I asked. "At Silas Phelps' home, about 2 miles from here," the boy said, pointing to the north. "Mr. Phelps caught a runaway slave and took him back to his farm." "Were you looking for him?" "Me? No. What do I want a runaway slave for?" I lied. As soon as the boy was out of sight, I walked towards the Phelps farm. I didn't have a plan yet. But I couldn't leave Jim after all our adventures together. I walked for an hour before I saw a sign saying, "Phelps Farm." I carried on walking until I saw a woman running towards me. She was waving and shouting. "It's you, isn't it?" she said. "You're here at last. Come and give your Aunt Sally a kiss." "Yes, it's me," I replied before I could think. She was so pleased to see whoever she thought I was that she grabbed me by the arm and we walked to the house. "Where is your bag?" she asked. I told her that it was near the river. "Well," she said, "you can get it later. Your Uncle Silas is very excited to meet you." I saw Uncle Silas as we got near the house. "Look who is here, Silas," the woman cried. "It's Tom Sawyer. He is coming to stay with us." I almost fell over with shock. Before I said a word, the man grabbed my hand and started shaking it. Then they both started asking me questions about Sid and the rest of Tom's family. I couldn't believe my luck. It was easy being Tom Sawyer because I knew all about him and his family. But I started to get nervous. I was worried that the real Tom Sawyer might arrive at any moment. So I told Uncle Silas and Aunt Sally that I needed to go into town. They let me take the horse and wagon by myself. In town, I saw another wagon coming towards me. Tom Sawyer was sitting in it. When he saw me, his mouth opened wide. "I never did you any harm," he said, shaking, "so why have you come back to haunt me?" "I haven't come back," I said. "I never went away." He made me promise that I wasn't a ghost. "Weren't you murdered?" he asked me. "No, I wasn't. If you don't believe me, you can touch me to see if I'm real." He came and touched me, and then he was satisfied. He was happy to see me, and he wanted to know all my adventures. Tom climbed into my wagon, and we returned to the farm. I told him the trouble I was in with his aunt. Tom thought up a good plan to deal with her. Then I told him my biggest secret. "The reason I'm here is to steal a slave from your Uncle Silas," I said. "The slave is Jim, old Miss Watson's Jim." "But Jim is, and Miss Watson is..." Tom stopped. "I'll help you steal him." I was very surprised to hear Tom say that. He was a respectable boy from a nice family. I didn't like the idea of him stealing a slave, but Tom's mind was made up, so there was nothing I could do. When we arrived back at the farm, Tom walked straight up to Aunt Sally. "Aren't you going to give me a kiss?" he asked. Aunt Sally looked puzzled. "Well, Tom," he continued, looking at me, "didn't you think that Aunt Sally would want to give me, Sid Sawyer, a big kiss?"
"What a lovely surprise," Aunt Sally said when she finished hugging Tom. "We only expected Tom to visit, but my sister Polly sent along Sid as well."
Aunt Sally and Uncle Silas were very nice to us all that week. I soon discovered that Jim was locked in a hut at the back of the house. I thought of a plan to help him escape.
I waited until night, and I told Tom my plan. "Well, it's a good plan," he said, "but it sounds a bit too easy. We need a plan with lots of mystery and adventure." I knew that Tom Sawyer would say something like that. He usually did, unless we were discussing a plan that he thought of. I still couldn't understand why Tom was getting involved in a plan to steal a slave. However, I knew he could think up a very exciting plan, so I waited to hear what he said. Tom said that all good plans took a long time to make. Finally, he decided we would dig Jim out of the hut. "It will take us a week to dig a hole big enough, so it's a very good plan," said Tom. Well, a week passed, and Tom and I spent the evenings digging. Then Tom had another idea. He said that the best plans had secret notes and letters in them. He decided to write a secret letter to his Uncle Silas. "Dear sir, I want to be your friend. That's why I wrote this letter. I want to warn you that there is a gang of criminals in the area. They are planning to steal your runaway slave tonight. They know where you live, and they know where you hide the slave. I am a member of the gang, but I have become religious, and I want to lead a good and honest life. Please be careful. Yours truly, Unknown Friend."